This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Emeritus Benedict has been buried in a tomb at the Vatican after a funeral mass this morning led by Pope Francis and attended by tens of thousands of mourners.
Francis opened the mass with a prayer as he stood among thousands who had flocked to witness the funeral of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Francis wore the crimson vestments typical of papal funerals, in contrast to the heads of state, royalty and clergy all dressed in black and seated nearby. Many had come from Benedict's native Bavaria to say their final goodbyes. I'm Karen Chamas.
A ferocious storm has been barreling through California, leaving a child dead after a tree fell on a home.
The storm is expected to dump up to 6 inches of rain in parts of the San Francisco Bay Area, and most of the region should remain under flood warnings into late Thursday night. Forecasters say in Southern California, Santa Barbara and Ventura counties are likely to get most of the rain. I'm Donna Warder.
Hundreds of people have been told to evacuate in part of Santa Barbara County, where mudslides killed 23 people in 2018. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy seems determined to become Speaker of the House, but he keeps losing as members vote for Speaker.
Even a move to end voting last night was contentious.
Those opposed say no.
No!
And McCarthy's endgame remains unclear. Florida's Kat Kamek nominated him on the sixth ballot.
Well, it's Groundhog Day.
Which Texas's Chip Roy argued earlier is the actual problem.
This country needs a change.
The House cannot do any work until there is a new speaker. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Gas is up to $3.28 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The spread of COVID in China is causing some worry.
The leader of the World Health Organization is concerned about the spread of the coronavirus in China. Tednos Adnan Ghebreyesus wants more data from the Chinese government. He's worried about the risk of life there. Throughout December, China recorded only 13 official virus deaths, despite many thousands of cases every day, and reports about overwhelmed hospitals, fever clinics, and crematoriums. Earlier this week, Chinese officials sharply criticized testing requirements imposed on visitors from China and threatened countermeasures against countries involved, including the U.S. and several European nations. Tedros says the reaction is understandable because countries are taking steps to protect their citizens given the void of information about the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Salesforce, the San Francisco-based business software maker, is laying off about 8,000 employees. That's about 10% of its workforce. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with a new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.